In Thailand, the palace has confirmed the makeup of a new Senate, sparking criticisms of a parliament of puppets installed to return the military junta to power. The election for the lower house was held almost 2 months ago, but no single party got enough votes to govern outright, and still there's no clear sense of who will form a coalition government. The 250-member Senate, however, was hand-picked by the junta and signed off by the king. It's packed with more than 100 generals and other loyalists, including the Prime Minister's own brother. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports from Bangkok.
Even before the list of senators was announced, it was clear the body would be part of the Thai military's efforts to retain power, and critics spoke out. The backlash has included this song, Bootlickers, from a group who called themselves Rap Against Dictatorship. The lyrics are, liquor, liquor, their positions were derived from kissing ass. Votes in parliament from the lickers, 250 bootlickers. The announcement of senators this week did little to contradict that argument. It was packed with army generals, senior police officers and relatives of the ruling junta.
The Senate is... it's a creation of the junta to sustain their power following these elections.
That's Paul Chambers from Thailand's Narasuan University.
If you look at the Senate and its composition, you'll see that it's made up of either junta loyalists or relatives. And the idea is to guarantee their support so that the junta can sort of continue as a, through a charade democracy.
And if this Senate, as is widely expected, brings Prime Minister Prayut back in as an outside Prime Minister, is that the sort of thing that will be accepted by the Thai public at large, in particular the many people who voted against the junta?
No, that's something that's not going to be accepted by the Thai people. And I think many, or virtually all, of the junta leadership is trapped in a sort of groupthink, that they have been in there so long dominating the country that they think what's good for them is good for the country. So I expect that there would be protests, people in the street, and chaos in Thailand.
Is there a deal breaker? Is there another option? Is there someone who can come in and be a palatable prime minister to both sides, perhaps? What's the way out of this?
The second option is that someone besides Prayut becomes the prime minister, like this fellow named Anutin, who's the heading the Bumjai Thai Party. He's a civilian, and you know he would thus head up the pro-junta coalition, but he would be more palatable. The final possibility is that the palace agrees to allow another outsider prime minister to be appointed, which might be a privy councillor, advisory board of the palace, to sort of be a caretaker government until the next elections. That would probably be the most acceptable solution to prevent pandemonium.
Pandemonium, or a palatable figure for a coalition government, Thai politics remains as uncertain as ever, with the next key date being the 22nd of May, when by law some kind of parliament has to take shape. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok for PM.